Steve Gilbert, beat writer who covers the Arizona Diamondbacks for MLB.com and DBacks.com, shares a birthday with Mrs. Gambadoro.
There you go.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you? Boy, Gambo's not working. Seems like that's a familiar phrase when you guys have me on. I thought Gambo's away for a few days.
Are you accusing us of only calling you on the days when Gambo's gone?
I wouldn't say accusing, more thankful. I don't know. Maybe that's more the word.
Well, on behalf of everybody, it's our birthday present to you. I know you're spending it there with the Diamondbacks at Wrigley, but that's our birthday present to you, is that there will be no political shade thrown either way at either one of you over the next 5 minutes. How about? Is that okay? Does that work?
That's outstanding. I love it.
Good. All right. So let's talk about this trade deadline coming up for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And we all know they're going to do something. I guess the question is, having seen some of the reports today that they might be in on Zach Britton, do they have enough to do something like that?
I think they do. I think that it's kind of a buyer's market out there for relievers in a certain respect. I think that there's a bunch of guys that are out there, some that are going to be free agents next year, some that are controllable for another year or two. But I do think that they have enough to do that. And I think that that's something that they're probably really looking hard at, because all along I know that there was a lot of talk about Manny Machado, and I know they were interested in it. But I've always felt that even with their pitching doing as well as it was doing for a while there, I just think that having that extra depth there is really an important thing, especially down the stretch.
Steve, we were just talking about this with Robbie Ray. I know he hasn't made a ton of starts this season, but we are 100 games now into the year. Is there a certain point where I've been of the mindset of, yeah, he's just going to turn this around and be great in the second half or whenever, in the final third of the season? When do we get concerned?
Yeah, it's a great question, Luke. I mean, it's like, you know, we watched Goldie struggle for, you know, how long, and all of a sudden he turns it on and he has a great 6 weeks and he's an all-star. So, I mean, it's there for Robbie, and I think that's what makes you keep holding out hope, is that we've seen him do it before, and he still has pretty much the same stuff, maybe a tick or two down velocity-wise. But certainly it's getting later and later into the season. But if he were able to turn that around, it would really make a difference in the rotation if he becomes the Robbie Ray, even close to what he was last year.
Yeah, I did not expect to have, you know, even when things were going sideways in May, I didn't expect Steve to have rotation questions about this team with 60-some-odd games to go. And yet suddenly I kind of find myself, all right, wondering, you know, if they get a wild card spot, Zach will pitch the wild card game and Corbin will pitch game one. How good do I feel about who's pitching game two? How good do I feel about who's pitching game three? And I know those are, you got to get there first, and I understand that's the focus, but to think where this team is with their starting pitching rotation ERA and where they were a year ago, it's kind of surprising how average they've been in that category this year.
Yeah, it is, Bernsey. And again, it seems to be just the smallest of margins, too. I mean, we were talking earlier in the year about how good Zach Godley looked and how his curveball, wow, this is great. And then he goes through a really rough stretch, and we're wondering, wow, what happened? And then he starts to pick it back up a little bit. It seems like things change so quickly in the game today, and I don't know if it's because of the analytics and guys having great scouting reports on pitchers and pitchers having them on hitters. But it just seems like guys go through these ups and downs, and it's really hard to find somebody that right from the start of a season all the way through is going to be consistent. I mean, you saw that, you know, Matt Carpenter of the Cardinals has a terrible start, and now he's player of the week, and he's having a great year too. So, again, it is getting later, though, and they do need that. That's why I think they will try to add some depth to the pitching staff, at least for sure in the bullpen. Because they've worked those back-end guys pretty hard.
Steven Souza picked it up a little bit over that series against Colorado. I know we really haven't had much of a sample size with him yet this season either, but how much are they counting on from him in these final 62 games?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big part. I mean, they gave up a bunch to get him. They felt like he was a guy that was really going to help out the offense, especially with J.D. Martinez being gone. And, you know, he's a guy that they still believe in, and still, you know, missing so much time at the beginning of the year, I think was a real hard thing for him. And then you get kind of thrown into the big league routine right away, and your numbers start to go down, and then maybe you start to put some pressure on yourself. and things can go sideways in that regard. So if they could get him going, or Jake Lamb gets going, along with Goldschmidt and Pollock, you know, this is still a very dangerous lineup.
Steve Gilbert from MLB.com, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. He is in Chicago, where today the Diamondbacks are opening up a series against the Chicago Cubs. Diamondbacks starting the day a game and a half back from the LA Dodgers, a game back in the wild card race after dropping 2-3 from the Colorado Rockies. It is the smallest of small sample sizes, and yet the numbers are so overwhelmingly negative. I have to ask you about Goldie and the 1-for-12 with the 9 strikeouts against the Colorado Rockies. It's been this the oddest of seasons for him. I know he's not going to give anybody anything in terms of what's going on the inside, but from what you see, what is going on with Paul Goldschmidt right now?
Well, I'm not sure what happened this last series. It is the smallest of small sample sizes. I do know that earlier this year, talking with him, that when he struggled, he just wasn't getting in a good hitting position when the ball. And it's hard for him to explain to people like what that all involves. But when you're not in a good hitting position, then your shoulder can fly open, then your head can come off the ball, and all these other little things that are involved in the mechanics are end up being off. So I think that was a tough stretch. I've never seen him struggle like that. You've never seen him struggle like that. That was really shocking. So again, a small sample size there against the Rockies. So we'll have to see how it goes. Keep in mind, he didn't have that break over the All-Star game. He did, traveling and playing in the All-Star game and doing all those things too. So this is certainly a big series. It's a big series for them, and it's a big series to see some of these guys get started.
Steve, how concerned are you with just the schedule here in the second half? I mean, they play a lot of very good teams, and they had success against the Dodgers earlier this year, but against the teams above 500 this season, they haven't necessarily been great. At the Cubs starting tonight, but there's a lot of games in this second half against teams like the Cubs and the Dodgers and the Astros and the Mariners. The schedule in the second half is not easy.
No, it's not easy, and they do need to show that they can beat those teams, especially if they want to give you a good feeling going into the playoffs. They caught the Dodgers at the right time. The Dodgers were just absolutely terrible in April and May, and that's when they had most of their games against them, so they were fortunate in that regard. But they caught the Rockies then when the Rockies were hot recently, so that worked against them. I think these four games in Chicago are important, and they don't want to put undue importance on four games out of 162, but for the reasons that you stated, with the Cubs being an above 500 team and the Diamondbacks having, scuffled here a little bit the last couple of weeks. I think it's important that they set a tone here or show that they can beat teams like Chicago.
All right, I'm fully expecting for your birthday tonight, the guys in the TV booth will give you nothing but grief for something you either did or did not do in the press box. So I'm going to be watching for that tonight, okay?
Boy, you're really going out on a limb with that one.
Well, yeah, it's only every other night where they're making fun of you for something. So I just assume tonight it's going to have kind of a birthday theme to it. So I'm waiting for it, Steve. I'm expecting it.
I think that's a safe bet, guys. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Sounds good. Steve Gilbert from MLB.com.